KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. The rain has stopped for now in Atlantic. We picked up 1.22 inches of rainfall. Messina had well over 4 inches of rainfall this morning. A flash flood warning remains in effect for 10 a.m. and until 10 a.m. That is for Cass and some area counties. We'll tell you more about that here coming up. And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon updated KJAN on the flooding situation just before 7 a.m. today, and he has a message for area residents.
Right now, that branch of the Nottoway River that runs from Messina down towards the south central part of the county and is still flooded. The rain is kind of letting up here, so maybe we'll see some receding here pretty quick. But Secondary Roads is out. They're doing assessments. They are putting up barricades where the water has gone over roadways. I just encourage people, don't go through those barricades. They're there for a reason. Don't drive through standing water or running water over a roadway. You're just asking for trouble, and I'm not a law enforcement officer, but I gotta believe that somebody would try to cite you for something if you do those silly things and end up in some trouble.
Rainfall overnight and into this morning led to flooding, as he mentioned, along the West Nottoway River, especially from 730th and Rockport Road to 740th Street near Messina. A widespread 2 to 4 inches of rain had fallen, with an additional 1 to 2 inches possible still this morning. Just before 6 a.m. today, a Tucson Road between 720th and 730th, water was over the road there, and the flooding was described as being 1/2 mile wide in spots. Flooding was also observed in the area of 730th and Seattle. Deputy Kyle Quist told KJAN that the waters were rising rapidly, and it's a very dangerous situation right now. People are driving around the barricades, as Cannon mentioned, and if you encounter a barricade or water over the road, turn around and don't drown. As we mentioned at the start of this newscast, there is a flash flood warning in effect for southern Cass County, northwestern Adams County, and western Adair County, and that is until 10:15 this morning for the flooding I had mentioned earlier. That does include Interstate 80 between mile marker 78 and 82. And some locations will experience flooding if they haven't already include Corning, Lake Icaria, Fontenelle, Casey, Messina, Cumberland, Bridgewater, Nottoway, Carbon, Lake Icaria State Park, and the Corning Municipal Airport. In addition, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 10 a.m. today for Fremont, Montgomery, Page, Adams, Madison, Montgomery, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. That includes the cities of Clarinda, Farragut, Hamburg, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Sydney, and Tabor. In other news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports this morning 38-year-old April Marie Watson was arrested Thursday. Watson was taken into custody on 2 active Montgomery County warrants for violation of probation. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $7,500 bond. One of 2 people charged in the slaying of a Des Moines man has been convicted of murder. Jasper County court records say 25-year-old J.C. Sheeter of Coon Rapids was found guilty Tuesday of robbery and being an accessory after the fact to murder. Prosecutors say Sheeter helped 50-year-old Jeffrey Stendrup of Clive find and assault 36-year-old Jeremy McDowell. McDowell was found dead June 22nd in Newton in the back of a vehicle Sheeter had been driving. Authorities say Sheeter kept silent about Stendrup's involvement in the attack and never tried to stop it. Her sentencing is set for July the 1st. Authorities think Stendrup suspected McDowell of stealing items from him and beat McDowell with a baseball bat in an effort to get the items back. Stendrup has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and other crimes. He's scheduled to be on trial October 23rd. The Red Oak Police Department yesterday reported a couple of recent arrests. At around 4:32 p.m. Wednesday, officers arrested 57-year-old Jason Troy Waters of Red Oak on a charge of harassment in the third degree. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And 57-year-old Dawn Therese Nelson of Red Oak was arrested Thursday afternoon for domestic abuse assault first offense. She was taken into custody after officers were called to the intersection of East Valley Street and North Miller Avenue in Red Oak. For a report of a domestic situation, Nelson was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning heard a request from officials of the City of Orient with regard to wind turbines. County Auditor Mandy Berg.
Gary Metzger, he's from the City Council of City of Orient. He just came in and asked the board if the City of Orient could tip the wind turbines within the 2-mile radius of the city. And the board just made a motion as a consensus of the board that they would allow them to do that.
And Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater made a request to the board with regard to two staffers receiving holiday pay.
He's kind of short in his office right now, so he's having two of his dispatchers are going to be working the holiday, and usually they only get holiday pay for 8 hours. Well, in his department, they work 12-hour shifts, so he was just asking if those employees could be getting 12 hours of the holiday pay instead of just 8.
The board agreed to allow Memorial Day and July 4th as holiday pay. After July 1st, the board may enact a policy for those and other holidays. And the Adair County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing on a fiscal year 2019 budget amendment, during which there were no comments from the public. The amendment was subsequently approved, as well as the appropriations. In our funeral announcements, Madeline May Ehlers, age 91, of Minden, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Celebration of Life service for Madeline Ehlers will be held today at 4 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Jolene Hasbrook, age 48, of Audubon, died May the 10th. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Jolene Hasbrook will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Mary Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Creston. Celebration of Life services for Mary Wallace will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Joy Carr, age 75, of Anita, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Joy Carr will be next Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Janet Salem, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Salem will be held on June 1st at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mitch Postlewaite, age 61, of Plainfield, Illinois, and formerly of Atlantic, died May the 18th at his home. A burial for Mitch Postlewaite will be held at a later date in central Kansas. And Linda Brownlee, age 74, of Adair, died Wednesday at her home. Services for Linda Brownlee are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.